What's up, guys?
Let's go.
Okay, it's kind of your first time playing for the Vikings in Lambeau. I mean, what kind of atmosphere do you expect, and what do you think this experience is going to be like?
You know, I expect a fun one. I think it's going to be a great game. You know, playing in Lambeau in December, I mean, it's, you know, a lot of important games have been played there, especially this late in the season, and this is an important game, too. So I'm excited. I really am. I think it's going to be great. Great atmosphere. I mean, obviously, historic stadium, really cool place. I've been there before. Haven't gotten to you know, actually get plays there, but I'm excited to do that.
If it is really cold, I mean, how do you have to change anything the way you do things? Anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna have a plan as far as what I'm gonna wear. But other than that, you know, it's football. You know, it's cold for everybody, so we got to go out and execute.
How many like below zero games have you played in?
None.
What's the coldest game?
What's the coldest?
Seattle. It was snowing that game.
How does the cold affect the passing game, particularly?
You know, you still got to throw and catch it, and you know, they're still going to run their coverages. You know, I think as far as catching the ball, you have to ask the receivers, but you know, throwing, it's fun. You know, just gotta keep your hands warm and as warm as you can, and you know, still it's football, it's mechanics. Throwing and catching, having good feet, and you know, being making the right decisions.
Tougher to grip the ball, though. Maybe get it downfield further.
A little bit. I mean, you know, it's hard to say. We'll see how it is when we get out there.
In case you're pretty new here, what's your sense of this rivalry?
You know, obviously, you know, played in it already once, so you know, I know how you know, our fans feel about them, and you know how our fans you know, have reacted, and I know, you know, it's NFC North game. You know, it's an important one. So, yeah, I've got a little bit of a feel. Obviously, I don't have the history that a lot of guys around here have with it, but, you know, I know the importance of it, and I know it's a big game.
They've got a couple outside linebackers, Perry and Matthews, that are kind of dinged up. What do those guys mean to that defense and how they operate?
Well, we're expecting them to play. I mean, that's how we've got to it, because they're great players, so... you know, we're gonna be ready for them. We're gonna be ready for whoever, you know, whoever they put out there. So, you know, it's a test. I mean, you know, they have a lot of different guys that can play a lot of different positions. On the back end, you know, you see guys lining up everywhere, so it's hard to get a tell on, you know, what coverages or pressures they're bringing, because you know, they mix it up so much. So, you know, we got our work cut out for us identifying stuff, especially if there's some new faces in there.
What does a Dom Capers defense mean to you? I mean, when you hear that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's been there a long time and has done really well for a long period of time. So, you know, one that that mixes it up, you know, and you know, well coached defense, you know, does a good job mixing up pressures, mixing up coverages. You know, you have to be on your toes and be ready for anything.
What's been the biggest area of growth you've seen over the last 15 weeks in Pat Alfline?
Pat's done a tremendous job. You know, really, he's been the same guy. He's gotten better, of course, but I mean, he's stepped right in and did a tremendous job from day one. So, you know, I think I've said it before, but if you spend any time around Pat, you know, he's like this, or he's like this. You know, so that's Pat, and I love him to death. So, great dude and great football player.
How important is a guy with that kind of athleticism in the screen game when you've seen him just bust off the line of scrimmage and quickly get in the flat? I think, what, the 28-yard, the Murray's run was a big product of
it. Yeah, we have all those guys up front do a great job on screens, because we call on all those guys to get out on certain screens, certain plays. And, you know, I think, you know, you can ask, you know, Jet and Tavius, but, you know, they've done a great job opening up some huge holes outside for him.
You've been described as kind of an excitable guy as a quarterback. I mean, do you have to ever remind yourself to tone it down in a rivalry game so you are able to, you know, just execute the plays and go about business as usual?
Who told you I was excitable?
I think Zimmer said.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I get excited. I mean, I'm playing a game, playing football. You know, I love to play. I love to score touchdowns. I love running down the field. You know, chasing guys, running the ball, and. You know, I think, yeah, I mean, there's a certain point where, you know, you need to be consistent, be the same guy all the time. But, you know, this is a game. I want to have fun, too. Cool. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.